Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Antediluvian Revelations. This is the seventh episode of the fourth edition podcast reading of the poetic retelling of the Book of Enoch the Prophet. The complete text of this fourth edition is currently available as a free download in PDF format from polyatlotionpubs.com. Be sure to download your free copy of this revelational guide to the future of mankind. In this episode, Enoch begins to learn about the fate of humanity as he is given a tour of the universe and the inner workings of the Holy Conveyance, guided by the different Holy Watchers as they give him the grand tour of their ship and its many mysterious places. The Book of Enoch was the first text of ancient Hebrew literature that predicts the apocalyptic end of mankind and the advent of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the apocalypse. Being no longer resident upon the earth among men, whose souls were not eternal the same as his, and having more interest in knowing even greater mysteries than those he had already seen when first he boarded the Holy Conveyance to appear before God in his throne room, Enoch traveled with new associates among the luminaries of Almighty God's expansive creation and universe. These are the names of the angels who were the Holy Watchers: Uriel, one of the Holy Angels, who presides over the luminaries' clamor and terror; Raphael, one of the Holy Angels, who presides over the spirits of men and healing; Raquel, one of the Holy Angels, who inflicts punishment on the sinful and unrighteous; Michael, one of the Holy Angels, who presides over the virtue of truth and prophecy; Serachiel, one of the Holy Angels, who presides over the spirits of children who transgress; Gabriel, one of the Holy Angels, who presides over cherubim, all of the earth and heaven; Fanuel, one of the Holy Angels, who presides over repentance and everlasting life. These watchers are the archangels whose paths are well marked in this telling of the tale, and there is an importance to know about all of them by their names and how they preside as God delegates their conduct and tasking. Beyond the solar system of Earth's sun and its extremities, Enoch traveled throughout this place in which nothing was completed, because there did not seem to be any end to it all. There he beheld neither God's tremendous workmanship, where heaven exulted in his majesties, nor of any other earth. Instead, he found a desolate spot, prepared and terrific. In this place he saw seven stars in a heaven, seven intense orbs of light, all bound together, like great mountains and like a swirling, blazing fire. The sight of this wonder caused him to exclaim,
"For what species of crime have these stars been bound, and why have they been moved to this strange place?"
Uriel, one of the holy angels who kept Enoch and guided him, answered by asking,
"Enoch, wherefore dost thou ask? Wherefore reason with thyself and anxiously inquire?"
It is a certain conclusion that Uriel's question was prelude to an answer that might be horrifying to human understanding, because it was his characteristic to invoke terror. Knowing Enoch might not fully understand, Uriel continued his attempt to explain it all.
"These are the stars which have transgressed the commandments of the Most High God, And here they are bound until the infinite number of the days of their crimes be served until completed.
Enoch shuddered to think that this cold place in a vast space was a prison of some sort for sinful stars who offended God. But they were just powers of starlight bound together in a containment facility where their powers, that which kills if allowed to escape freely, if allowed to spread and fall upon all the living, could not harm or transgress, being securely harnessed until the infinite half-life of their activity ceased in some greater time than can be known to anyone other than God. Being satisfied at least to know that this was no place to tarry, Enoch continued his tour of the holy conveyance with Uriel, who delighted to be his guide and host because it was his pleasure. Enoch came upon another terrific place with wondrous sights. It was the operation of a great fire blazing and glittering, and it was divided in the middle, being separated by columns of fire struggling to come together at the end of an abyss that descended deeply. Neither its full measure nor its magnitude was Enoch able to discover, nor could he determine its origin. Being frightened from the sight of so much unknown technology, so much he could never explain in a lifetime, Enoch exclaimed,
"How terrible is this place! How difficult it is to explore these vast regions, these strange fires and endless movements!"
Uriel answered and said,
"Enoch, why art thou alarmed and amazed at the enormity of this place, at the sight of this confinement of suffering, this?"
He said while gesturing toward the nuclear reactor, the particle accelerator, and the photon collider, the eternal power source within the holy conveyance,
"is the prison of the angels, and here they are kept forever and ever."
From that place, not being a place of comfort, nor was it a place where he should be allowed to loiter, Enoch proceeded to another part of the vessel, where he saw a great and lofty mountain to the west, made of a strong rock and having four delightful shapes. Internally it was deep, capacious, and very smooth to touch, so smooth as if it had been rolled over endlessly with some stone wheels that traveled every part of it. It was both deep and dark to behold. Now that Enoch had left from those places, which were mostly terrific, where Uriel kept watch over that nothing escaped, Raphael became his guide in this place of vast smoothness, and Raphael was not frightening, being willing to say,
"These are the delightful places where the spirits, the souls of the dead, will be collected. For them were these receptacles formed, and here will be collected all the souls of the sons of men. These places in which they dwell shall they occupy until the day of judgment, and until their appointed time when God determines their dispositions. Their appointed period will be long, even until the great judgment."
Enoch looked at these enormous, smooth, cylindrical containers, which were similar to gigantic fuel cells or propane tanks. Just as Raphael, the gatherer and keeper of the souls of men, completed his explanation of this place within the confines of their holy conveyance in the heavens and beyond the earth, Enoch heard some of the spirits of the sons of men who had died, and their voices reached out to heaven while they accused each other. Enoch turned to Raphael and asked,
Whose spirit is that? The voice of whom is this, reaching to heaven and accusing another?
He answered and said,
This is the spirit of Abel, who was slain by Cain, his brother, and who will accuse that brother until his seed be destroyed from the face of the earth, until his seed perish from the seed of the human species.
It occurred to Enoch that these voices of the dead had been dead for quite some time, but they had called to each other from what seemed like separate places. Enoch cautiously inquired with great respect for Raphael, and in consideration of the judgment for those who believe on the whole in general, he asked Raphael,
Why is one separated from another?
Raphael answered,
Three separations have been made among the spirits of the dead. Thus the spirits of the righteous have been separated from the spirits of others. This separation by the judgment are namely by a chasm of fire, by water, and by the light above it. In the same way, sinners are separated when they die and are buried in the earth, judgment day not overtaking them in their lifetime.
This concludes episode 7 of Antediluvian Revelations, a poetic retelling of the book of Enoch, the prophet. This episode presented subsegments 1 through 6 of part 1, canto 4, from the 4th edition. All the music selections used in these podcasts come from YouTube's content creator resources, and all tracks are copyright free for content creators who publish their works on YouTube. This audio podcast series is available for free on all of your favorite audio platforms or on YouTube in the Polyet Losha Publishing YouTube channel. The vast and mysterious places within the confines of the Holy Conveyance are amazing to Enoch, who was unevolved. He quickly learns a great many new things and the finer details of God's judgment, namely the three separations, fire, water, and the light of heaven. The second chance for mankind will be by the way of water, which will leave either the fire below or the light of heaven above. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.